Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast Special Edition. This is episode 238.5. I wanted to record something on this day, another tragic day today in America, May 24th, 2022. 14 children and a teacher were shot dead by an 18-year-old gunman. It's a largely a Latino community, and once again, we have children dead, you know, in America, just for going to school, and just because we keep not handling the gun problem in America. Now, you know, this happened, you know, today, a week ago, we had a racially motivated mass murder in Buffalo, New York, of a bunch of black people in a predominantly black neighborhood, shot dead in a grocery store. We had some Asian people gunned down on another part of the country in recent weeks. I don't know how else to put this, okay? This is entirely the fault of the Republican Party in America and Fox News, okay? Entirely. The Democrats desperately want to do something about gun control, but they are constantly stymied and blocked by the Republicans who are raking in millions of dollars from the NRA and other advocacy groups. And so nothing ever happens except more killing. And it's impossibly sad, you know. You know, you would have thought that Columbine, years and years ago, would have been a wake-up call. It didn't do anything. It didn't move the needle at all. In fact, it probably caused the Republicans to circle the wagons around this even tighter, you know. Then the Parkland shooting, which was just a heinous act, you know, little kids, kindergartners, you know, tiny little kids shot dead by a shooter. And what was the Republicans' response to that? Well, some of the Republicans claimed it wasn't real. It didn't really happen. Like Alex Jones, Marjorie Taylor Greene, these ones claiming that these children were dolls and the parents were crisis actors. I mean, it's incomprehensible that anything like that would ever come out of somebody's mouth. Over and over and over again, we hear the same shit. You know, this thoughts and prayers nonsense. You know, Marco Rubio puts up a fucking scripture on Twitter. You know, Ted Cruz and his smarmy bullshit. This shooting yesterday, or on Tuesday, happened in Ted Cruz's state. And instead of doing anything about it again, he's just going to make excuses. He's already making excuses for it. I mean, there are plenty of examples around the world of other countries who experienced one mass shooting and they passed legislation to protect people and the shootings stopped. They did it in Britain. They did it in Australia. They've done it in other places. it is possible to stem the tide of this, but we have to be resolved. The first and foremost, stop fucking voting for the Republican Party. Stop supporting them. Stop supporting people who support them. You know, I'm profoundly disgusted in the gay community, the people who fetishize the Republican Party. It makes me fucking sick to my stomach. You know, these fucking stupid faggots that think it's hot that some guy is a Trump-tard or a Republican supporter who doesn't give a fuck about them, and they think it's hot, and so they get off on it. How fucking sick and depraved are you? Do you not think about anything else except your own sick, perverted ideas? Seriously, do you not have any moral fiber? Do you not stand for anything good at all? It's incomprehensible. There has to be a line, okay? We're headed into a midterm in a couple months in America that's going to determine where our country's going. And there has to be a complete repudiation of current Republican values, which are totally anti-American, totally authoritarian, completely pro-murder of children, except when they're fetuses, at which point they can take a woman's right completely away to bodily autonomy. You know, the Republican Party has mutated into a diseased, corrupt, hateful entity, hell-bent on forcing their agenda, their anti-American agenda, on the rest of us. There has to be a complete rejection of that. And it starts with each one of us. We all have to stand up and say no more. You know, we need to go march in the streets. We need to get involved because we have to stop this. We have to force these guys to bend to the will of the people. The will of the people is very clear, according to polling. 90% or something around that high of a percentage wants stricter gun laws. So why has nothing been done? Well, you know the answer, because they're making money off of it. And it's purely the Republican Party. The Democrats are almost firmly aligned for gun control, almost unitedly. Republicans keep blocking it. And they're going to keep blocking it as long as dumb fucks out there continue to support them and continue to get brainwashed by this idea that having stricter gun laws means no freedom, okay? You can have your guns, but there needs to be controls on it, because clearly people aren't able to own a gun without harming other people. You know, if you want to talk about the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you know, part of that, weirdly enough, involves not getting shot to death by a semi-automatic rifle, all right? So, it's time, okay? It's time for people to stand up and take a stand, all right? I get that you want to just fucking whack off all the time and do your stupid little shit in the dark. You know, I get it. We all have desires like that. But be a human being. Be a responsible person in the world. There's more to life than just sex, okay, and sexual expression. You know, the world needs everybody to stand on the side of righteousness at some point. There has to be more to your fucking life than whacking off by yourself to some guy on the internet, all right? I mean, I run a gay porn site, essentially, okay? Full of porn and all kinds of stuff. So, and I'm saying this, all right? So if I can have some sort of concern for my fellow man and concern for my country and concern for what I represent, then so can you. So can everybody else. So I had to get on here and just get this out because the things I'm hearing online from people, they're just crushed by this. I mean, these little kids, they didn't come home today. They're never coming home. Their parents have to bury them. They have to live with the vision of their child's final moments. All because a bunch of selfish Republicans won't give up a couple of million dollars from a gun lobby and do something. And if you're supporting that, then I want you to just fucking go away. I want all of you to die, all right? I just want you to die. Those little kids deserve to live. People who support that shit deserves to die. That's how I look at it. If you support that kind of stuff, if you support free guns and things like that, you know, you don't deserve to live in this country. You know, you don't deserve to live because the blood of those children are on your hands. That's how I look at it. Anybody that's supporting the Republican Party, the blood of those children are on your hands. You know, I thought to myself earlier when I first heard about all this, I thought, I wonder what it would be like if some gunman just went into Congress and started shooting up Congress. You know, but of course, we already know the answer to that, don't we? Because the Capitol was attacked on January 6th, and they were wanting to hang people out in front of the Congress. And Republicans have totally whitewashed that. They don't even want to talk about it. They don't want any kind of hearing on it. They want nothing. Because they want to keep power. That's all they're interested in. So if the gunman went in there and shot up the place, the Republicans wouldn't bend on gun control even then. The only way to fix it is to remove these people. They need to be removed from office. So the votes are coming soon. We're all going to be voting. Vote them out. All right? Vote them all out. There has to be an absolute, I mean, we had the Democrats and independents rose up in 2020 and swept Trump and all of his cronies out of office. We need another wave like that. So, and we need it badly because I'm tired of looking at children's names on a television that have been slaughtered for no reason. So, anyway, I just had to really get this out in the open a little bit because I don't know where else to put this. So, I hope that you understand what I'm saying, and I hope that that you're willing to stand up, you know, stand up with me, because I'm not afraid. So, all right. Well, anyway, I'm going to stop. So, thanks for listening, and I welcome any comments, of course, but, yeah, this was sad. So anyway, I will talk to you later. Okay. I love you. Bye.